请大家打开《使徒行传》第八章。
第什么有八章？是《The Book of Acts》Chapter 8。
我们今天要跟大家思想《使徒行传》第八章。
And we shall be studying Acts Chapter 8 today.
让我先从第八章第一节念到第二十五节。
Let's read from Acts chapter 8, verses 1 to 25.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。有虔诚的人把斯提凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下监里。那些分散的人往各处去传道，腓力下到撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听他的话。因有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪、瘸腿都得了医治。在那城里有大大有欢喜。有一个人名叫西门，向来在那城里行邪术，妄自尊大，使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇，无论大小都听从他，说这人是那称为神的大能者。他们听从他，因为他主用邪术使他们惊奇。即至他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。西门自己也信了，既受了洗，就常以百腓力在一处看见所行的神迹和大异能，就甚惊奇。使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了，就为他们祷告，叫他们受圣灵，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上。他们只侍奉主耶稣的名受了洗，于是使徒按手在他头上，他们就受了圣灵。西门看见使徒按手便有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒说，把这权柄也给我，叫我按着谁就可以得到圣灵。彼得说，你的银子和你一同灭亡吧，你想神的恩赐可以用钱买的，你在这道上无份，因为在神面前你的心不正。你当懊悔你的罪恶，祈求主，或者你心里的意念可以得赦免。我看出你正在苦胆之中被罪捆绑。西门说，愿你们为我求主，叫你们所说的没有一样临到我身上。使徒既证明主的道而且传讲，就回耶路撒冷去，一路在撒玛利亚好些村庄传福音。
Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church. And entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them. And many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. But there was a man named Simon, who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." And they paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, And after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord, that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." Now when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans.
我们来到这段圣经, 我们很多人读这段圣经的时候, 都很有兴趣看这个西门, 行邪术的西门, 到底是不是基督徒。
And as we come to this passage, many people are very curious as to whether Simon the magician is a believer, is a true believer or not.
所以今天我们要跟大家思想的是真假的基督徒。
So today what we want to consider with everyone is the topic of true or false believers.
但是我们还没有讲这个基督徒，什么叫真正的基督徒，什么是假的基督徒呢？ 我们来看一看这个这段经文的背景。
But before we consider what are true or false believers, let's consider the background of this passage.
我们来到《使徒行传》第八章的时候呢，我们实际上已经看到好像一部电影，它的镜头已经开始转移了。And
as we reach Acts chapter 8, this is just like when we are watching a movie, and now the scene is changing.
如果你在读的时候呢，你没有注意到，原来他们已经在改变了这个方向，而且转了不同的镜头。And
you can see that the lens is now pointed in a different direction because the different scene has arrived.
首先你看第一节，他说教会遇到什么事情。And
firstly, look at the verse 1, what has happened to the church?
他们遭到大逼迫。
There was a great persecution against the church.
那么当他遭到逼迫的时候，门徒做什么呢？
And because of the persecution, what did the apostles do?
那么门徒留着，其他的使徒留着，门徒到处去了。
The apostles remained in Jerusalem, but the disciples spread out.
去了哪里？
Where did they go?
你看第一节。
Look at verse 1.
去了哪里？
Where did they go?
犹太和
The regions of Judea and Samaria.
那么他们到那边做什么呢？
And what did they do when they arrived?
你看第四节，他说那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Look at verse 4, those who were scattered went about preaching the word.
所以你要注意到，这个是一个很重要的转捩点。
So you can see that this is a very crucial turning point.
因为从《使徒行传》第一章到第七章呢，在讲什么地方的教会？
Because from Acts chapter 1 to 7 is about the church in where?
Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem.
所以如果你看地图的话呢，你会发现耶路撒冷在哪里？
So if you look at the map, if you can see where's Jerusalem.
所以你看到在第一到第七章在讲耶路撒冷，但是在第 第八章开始呢，已经开始讲了不同的这个地方。
So from chapters 1 to 7, it was about Jerusalem, but from chapter 8 onwards, it's now focusing on different areas.
所以讲到犹太和撒玛利亚地。
And it now talks about Judea and Samaria.
犹太就是耶路撒冷的南边，那么撒玛利亚是耶路撒冷的北边。
Judea is in the south of Jerusalem, while Samaria is in the north of Jerusalem.
那么当他是说耶路撒冷被逼迫的时候，教会就分散门徒，就到撒玛利亚，到犹太地去传道。
So when the church was persecuted in Jerusalem, the disciples scattered and they started preaching the word at Samaria and Judea.
请问大家，使徒行传的主题是什么？
May I ask all of you, what is the main theme of the book of Acts?
大家我们在读的时候，我们一定要知道它的主题，它的分段，我们读了就才清楚。
As we read, we need to know the main theme of the whole book and how the book is divided, then we will be clear.
所以那个我们要很清楚，上面这个使徒行传第一章第八节就讲出了它的使徒行传的主题。在那里，圣灵他说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And Acts chapter 1 verse 8 summarizes the main theme of the whole book. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
所以当这段圣经就给我们看到。使徒行传的主题就是使徒在形容主的话，主的福音怎么样传开。
So this verse tells us the main theme of the book of Acts. It describes for us what happened as the word of God spread out.
所以在这里呢，我们就看到使徒行传的大纲。
And we can see the outline of the entire book of Acts.
意思说福音怎么在使徒在耶路撒冷传开。
How the gospel was spread in Jerusalem.
就是在第一到第七章，第八到十二章呢，我们就看到福音在犹太跟撒玛利亚。
And that was from the chapters 1 to 7. From chapters 8 to 12, we see how the gospel spread in all Judea and Samaria.
那么到了13到28节，你会发现已经不再讲耶路撒冷，也不再讲彼得，是在讲保罗跟他的布道。
And from chapters 13 to 28, you realize that it's no longer focusing on Peter and Jerusalem, but it's about Paul and his mission trips.
意思说，他的福音传到地极，你会发现，原来他已经超越撒玛利亚，甚至到了北边，到了这个土耳其，到了其他北边的地方。
And in other words, the gospel is now spreading in the end of the earth. It's already past Judea, past Samaria, and it is to what we know as modern-day Turkey.
所以今天如果你读使徒行传没有注意到这个发展呢，你就已经没有注意到这个故事的重点。
So if you read the book of Acts and you do not pay attention to how the whole thing develops, then you will have missed the main point.
所以在这里我们就看到福音是这样的发展出去。
So we see here how the gospel spread out.
所以我们在这里看到使徒们留在耶路撒冷传道，门徒们就开始到各处去，到撒玛利亚，到犹太全地去传道。
And we can see here that the apostles remained at Jerusalem, whereas the rest of the disciples were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria, and they preached the word there.
所以我们看到信徒很积极的传道，是因为大遭逼迫。
And we can see that the disciples actually preached the word actively because of great persecution.
所以大遭逼迫好不好啊？
So is it good to suffer great persecution?
有时候我们太过舒服了，我们不愿意离开我们所熟悉的地方。
Sometimes we are too comfortable in our own comfort zones and we do not want change.
那么神需要允许一些灾难，一些苦难来到的时候，我们就到处我们就愿意离开。当我们离开的时候呢，我们的福音就跟着我们去。
And when God permits that great suffering comes upon us, then we will be leaving our comfort zones and we will preach the gospel wherever we go.
当我们信徒不断的在努力的传福音的时候，撒旦也不断的在工作。
And of course, when believers are actively spreading the gospel, the devil, Satan, is also busy at work.
当你会记得主耶稣讲了一个比喻说，那个稗子在麦子里面呢成长，我们信徒去撒麦子，那么这个撒旦也撒稗子，结果很多在教会里面也有很多假信徒。
And we remember the parable of the wheat and the tares, Jesus talked about how the believers will actually sow wheat, while the devil actually sow tares among the wheat.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹也看到，不都在很多所谓的称为基督徒的人当中呢，也有许多人做出一些很奇怪，而且很败坏这个神名字的一些事情。
So we know because of this that there are false and true believers in the church, and I'm sure brothers and sisters would have come across so-called Christians who do all kinds of things that bring shame to God's name.
很多人自称是基督徒，但是呢，他做了很多跟基督徒违背神的事情。
Many people are self-professed Christians, but what they do is against the word of God.
所以这些人自称是基督徒做出来的跟耶稣基督所要的完全相反。
So even though these people self-profess to be Christians, but they do whatever that is opposite of Jesus Christ's command.
所以我并不奇怪，在教会里面当中也有假的信徒。
So I am not surprised that in the church itself there are false believers.
你也不应该奇怪。
And neither should you.
所以我们要谨慎。
Therefore, we must be careful.
所以我们要检讨自己。
And we have to examine ourselves.
我们看，不要讲别人，我们看看自己是不是真基督徒。
We should not talk about others, but we should examine ourselves to see if we are true believers.
在这段圣经，我们看到腓力下到撒玛利亚去传道。
And in this passage, we read that Philip went to Samaria to preach.
那么在那里呢，他因为行了许多神迹，那么也赶了很多鬼出来，结果很多人得医治。第八节说，那城里面就有大有欢喜。
And we know that Philip did many signs and wonders there. He cast out demons and paralyzed and lame people were healed. So verse 8 tells us that there was much joy in that city.
所以在这里呢，我们看到腓力在这个侍奉上面很有 成就。
So we can see that Philip was serving here with great success.
那么当他这样做的时候呢，耶路撒冷的这个使徒们就要去看，他们说这个福音怎么样来到撒玛利亚？这个撒玛利亚人信了主是真的吗？他们需要使徒来鉴定他们所做的是合乎神的心意。
And as Philip preached the gospel and many people believed,The apostles in Jerusalem heard about it, and they had to go there to Samaria to verify if these things were true.
请大家看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
那么十四节，使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了那里，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵，因为他们这个圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上。他们只奉耶稣基督的名受了洗，于是使徒就按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
Verse 14, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
所以很多人说，你看，这个。彼得跟约翰来祷告按手，他们才得圣灵。
So some people observe that, see, only after Peter and John came and laid hands on them that they received the Holy Spirit.
但是他们没有注意到这段圣经的背景。
But they have failed to recognize the background of this passage.
因为这个是一个过渡时期。
Because this was a transitional stage.
而且呢，这个耶路撒冷这个犹太人呢，跟撒玛利亚人本来都是对立的。
And originally, those people in Jerusalem were against the people of Samaria.
犹太人看不起撒玛利亚人。
The Jews despised the Samaritans.
撒玛利亚人说我们才是真正的犹太人，你们犹太人不是。
And the Samaritans say, we are the true Jews, you are not.
所以，但是当福音传到撒玛利亚的时候呢，在教会，在耶路撒冷的教会呢，必须要知道是不是有真的，他们是不是他的权柄在使徒身上，要知道这件事情是不是对的。所以他来的时候，神让这件事情发生，让他们来鉴定他们所做的是不是真的。
So when the gospel reached Samaria, the authority is actually in the hands of the apostles, and they had to go and verify whether these things are according to God's will.
所以当使徒们来为他们祷告之后呢，他们就接受了圣灵。
So when the apostles prayed for them, they received the Holy Spirit.
但是这个是一个过渡时期,
but this is a transitional stage.
因为背景是他们耶路撒冷教会的权柄, 而且撒玛利亚人必须要服这个耶路撒冷的教会的权柄。
Because the background is such that the authority lies in the church of Jerusalem, and the church in Samaria had to submit to the church in Jerusalem.
而且使徒保罗跟约翰必须要坚定，然后告诉他们说，的确神也在他们当中做工。
And indeed, the apostle Peter and John had to verify that God is indeed working in their midst.
那么今天呢，我们是不是需要使徒来按手才能够接受圣灵呢？
So today, do we need an apostle to lay his hands on us before we receive the Holy Spirit?
应该不用。
It shouldn't be.
一个人信主的时候呢，他就有圣灵。
Because when anyone believes in God, he should have the Holy Spirit.
罗马书八章九节说，那人若没有基督的灵，他就不是属基督的。
Because Romans 8:9 tells us anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
所以当一个人信主之后，他必须要有耶稣基督的灵在他里面，他才能够是属于基督的。
So when a person believes, he must have the Spirit of Christ in him before he belongs to Christ.
所以没有一个基督徒是没有圣灵的基督徒。
Therefore, there is no Christian who is without the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督的灵就是圣灵。
Jesus, the Spirit of Christ is the Holy Spirit.
因为只有三位一体，就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Because this is the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督的灵就是圣灵。
So the Spirit of Christ is the Holy Spirit.
另外一节圣经呢，告诉我们哥林多后书十二章这个十三节，他说我们不拘是犹太人是希利尼人，是为奴的是自主的，都是从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，引于一位圣灵。
2 Corinthians 12:13 also tells us. Therefore, in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit.
所以我们跟大家讲到圣灵的洗是什么意思？
So we talk about what it means to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的洗就是圣灵把我们都放在耶稣基督的身体里面，所以我们不需要要求圣灵的洗。我们信主的时候，很多事情发生，包括主把我们放在耶稣基督的身体里面。
And when we are baptized by the Holy Spirit, it means that we are placed into the body of Christ, which is the church. And so when we believe, many things happen to us, which includes being baptized into the body of Christ.
所以在这里呢，我们看到神的福音传到撒玛利亚。
So we can see here that the gospel of God spread to Samaria.
那么在这里呢，出现了另外一个人叫做西门。
And a person here appeared, which is known as Simon.
这个西门是行邪术的，他妄自尊大，使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇。
And this man Simon practiced magic, and he said that he himself was somebody great and amazed the people of Samaria.
所以呢，当腓力传福音赶鬼，而且呢，这个行异能的时候呢，众人。 这个西门就看见了，也信了。So
when Philip came performing signs and wonders and healing the sick and casting out demons, the people, including Simon, saw and believed.
所以你会发现，这个西门到底是不是基督徒呢？
And we want to see over here, was Simon a true Christian?
你看第十二节，
look at verse 12.
他说，机智。 他们信了腓力所传的福音，那么第十三节，西门自己也信了。Because
verse 12 tells us that the people believed, and verse 13 says even Simon himself believed.
而且呢，不但信，而且他也是受洗。And
not only did he believe, he was baptized.
他不但信，而且他受洗了，这个受洗。So
he did not just believe, but he was also baptized.
不但受洗呢，而且他。 跟腓力在一起，
and he even followed Peter.
他
Philip, I'm sorry.
他跟腓力在一起的时候呢，你会发现在这里，他在一起这个希腊字的意思是说，他跟他们有这个分享，或者可以跟他们讲有团契的意思。
And in the Greek, when he says that he continued with Philip, it means that he was sharing with them and he was having fellowship with them.
所以在这边我们看到一个人，他说他信了。
So here is one who said he believed.
那么他也受洗了。
And he was baptized.
那么他也 参加教会他也这个这个每个礼拜都做礼拜。
And his behavior was similar to a Christian who come every week to church and to worship God.
请问这样的人得救吗？
But is such a person saved?
所以我们从表面上看起来，这个人好像是得救，因为他跟基督徒没有两样。
So from the surface, he seems to be saved because he is no different from any other Christian.
所以你看，如果一个人是他已经受洗，他也信主，他常常参加聚会，我们自然就说他是基督徒。
So when somebody believes and is baptized and his behavior is similar to other Christians, we would say that he is a Christian.
但是当彼得讲了一番话，因为当他要求彼得 给他钱，然后要彼得教他怎么样按手别人，让他有圣灵，彼得的回答叫我们非常惊奇。
But in his conversation with Peter, when he offered money to Peter so that he would also have the power to lay hands for others to receive the Holy Spirit, Peter's response actually amazes us.
因为在这二十一节里面，彼得怎么说？他说：“你在这道上无份。”
Because in verse 21, Peter said, "You have no part in this matter."
所以你会注意到说你在这道上无份。
And he says that you have no part in this matter.
我们的华文圣经比英文圣经翻译的更好，更准确。
The Chinese translation is more accurate than the English.
不要太开心啊，这是前面半部翻译的好。
Don't be too happy yet, because that's only the first portion.
因为他说你在这道上，就是指的 logos 这个道神的话语上面没有份。
And the actual Greek text says that you have no share in the logos, which is no share in the word.
但是我们的英文圣经翻译的 matter， 有些人翻译成 ministry， 意思说你在我的事工上面没有份，不是，他说你在神的话语上面没有份。
And the English says you have no lot or no part in this matter. It seems to just mean that you're not participating in this, but it actually says that you have no part in the word of God.
所以彼得说你不是得救的，因为你在神的话语上面没有份，没有关系，没有一切，什么都没有。
So what Peter was in fact saying is that you are not saved because you have no share in the word of God.
请问你会用这些词来形容基督徒吗？
Would you use such a phrase to describe a Christian?
而且呢，他说他不但是在这个道上面没有份，他说你跟你的钱灭亡吧。有没有基督圣经里面有没有形容基督徒灭亡的？
And not only did Peter say that he has no share in the word, but Peter said, "May your silver perish with you." Does the Bible talk about Christian perishing?
你看第二十三节，他说我看出你正在苦胆之中，要被罪捆绑。
Verse 23, I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity.
有没有圣经形容基督徒还在被罪捆绑的呢？
Does the Bible describe that a Christian is still in the bond of iniquity or sin?
其实弟兄姐妹，我们不是最好的审判官，彼得才是。
Brothers and sisters, we are not the best judge, Peter is.
彼得在那里看到他，然后就说你是跟这个道无关。
Peter saw Simon and said, "You have no share in the word."
你灭亡了。
You're perishing.
除非你悔改。
Unless you repent.
所以在这里我们看出他说你被罪捆绑。
He is in the bondage of sin.
如果这些话形容这个人，这个人是没有得救。
If such phrases describe this person is not saved.
不管你说我口头上我说我已经信主，而且我已经受洗，而且我参加聚会，这些都没有用。
You can say that I'm professing to believe and I'm baptized and I am also attending worship services. All these are in vain.
我们怎么看出一个人是得救的呢？
How do we know if a person is truly saved?
当然他必须要 他如果不来不相信，他一定不得救。
Of course, if he does not believe, surely he is not saved.
他如果不听从神的话，不这个受洗，不听从神的话，他可能也没有得救。
If he does not obey the word of God and obey in baptism, he might not be saved too.
不是说他没有受洗就不得救，是说他如果不顺从神的话， 包括一切，包括受洗，包括守圣餐，包括一切神的命令，这个人可能没有得救。
We are not saying that if a person is not baptized is not saved. We are saying that if a person refuses to obey, he doesn't want to get baptized, he doesn't participate in the Lord's Supper, and he doesn't obey other passages of Scripture, maybe he's not saved.
因为如果你说我什么都遵守，就是不遵守受洗，这个很奇怪。
Because if somebody was to argue that I obey everything except baptism, then that's funny.
那么第三呢，他如果常常在跟基督徒在一起，以为这样的话，他就是得救，那也是非常奇怪的。
And thirdly, do not think that if you gather together with Christians often means you are saved.
我自己知道有一些人在教会十几二十年，我们以为是他的基督徒，但是后来发现他一离开主的话，他说我从来都不是，十几年在教会都不是基督徒。
And in fact, I know of people who have attended church for decades, and then in the end they leave the church and they profess that they have never believed in all those years of attending church.
因为这些都可以装出来，可以假装的。
Because all these things can be faked.
只有一样东西你不可能假装。
There's only one thing that cannot be faked.
就是你的心。
That is your heart.
我们看不见，但是神看见。
We cannot see it, but God does.
使徒在这里说，你的心不正。
The apostle says here that your heart is not right.
我们讲到这边，他说 your heart is not right, 心不正，其实是在神面前你的心不正。
And in fact, it says here that your heart is not right before God.
所以这个呢，不能够假装。
This cannot be faked.
因为众人可以看出被你骗去，神不会被你骗去。
Because the multitudes can be deceived by you, but not God.
圣经是很清楚告诉我们，我们是神是无所不知的，而且是无所不在的。
And the Bible clearly tells us that our God is omniscient and He is omnipresent.
所以如果你骗得了人，但是你骗不了神。
You can deceive the man, but you cannot deceive God.
你为人不在，没有人看见，你会做一些事情，想一些事情，讲一些话。我告诉你。如果你这样做，你根本没有信主，因为你不怕神，因为没有人看见你，你根本就从心里不是神，不相信神。
So if you do things when people are not watching and or there's nobody around, I tell you, you have no fear of God in your heart because you think that as long as people are not seeing, then you can do it.
所以这个本身就看出你根本就不信主，因为你不相信神就在你旁边，你不相信无所不在的神。
And this alone proves that you are not a believer because you do not believe that God is omnipresent and He is just next to you.
撒母耳记十六章七节，耶和华不像人看人，人看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
1 Samuel 16:7 says, For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
所以你的心到底怎么样，只有你跟神知道。
So how is the condition of your heart is only between you and God?
我们真正要的是对付是我们的心。
What we really need to deal with is our own hearts.
在圣经里面说你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
The Bible tells us that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
你有做到吗？
Have you done that?
只有你跟神知道。
Only you and God know.
一切都是从心里发出来。
All of this comes from the heart.
历代志下十六章九节也是这么讲，他说神的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助什么？向他心存诚实的人。
2 Chronicles 16:9 tells us, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him.
所以真正有没有信主，你心里应该知道。
So whether you have truly believed in God, you know in your own heart.
而且呢，保罗也常常提醒信徒。
And in fact, Paul often reminds believers.
当保罗写信给哥林多教会。
When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth,
他是写给教会，他是写给信徒，但是他这么说。
He was writing to the church. He was writing to Christians, but yet he said this.
他说你们总要审查自己有信心没有？这个信心是 the faith。那个得救的信心你有没有？如果你有的话呢，你就不可被弃绝。
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. In other words, the saving faith. Test yourselves.
所以你要看，不是做给人看，你心里有没有信。如果你真的有信，你就得救。那些人讲有信没有用，他要真的信才有得救。
So it is useless if you do all these things to show men.You need to check your hearts to see if you truly believe.
所以不要以为你常常来教会，不要以为你有奉献，不要以为你有受洗， 就能够得救。
So do not think that by coming to church often, by giving offering, and by being baptized, you are saved.
所以要审查自己的心。
You have to examine your own hearts.
那么不要以为说，我常常呼叫主啊，主啊，主啊，你叫主的名也没有用。
Don't think that you can call out to the Lord and Lord, Lord, even if you call out to His name, it could be in vain.
因为马太福音七章二十二节说，当那日主审判的那日，有许多人对我说主啊主啊的时候呢，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名兴义了吗？主说我不认识你，离开我去吧。
Matthew 7:22 tells us, on that day, which is the judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers.
你可以说这些人他不是呼叫耶稣为主吗？
And you can say, didn't these people call Jesus their Lord?
他不是有能力可以传福音，而且能够赶鬼，能够行异能吗？
Did they not have the power to preach God's word and to cast out demons and do mighty works?
一个人的属灵程度不是说他能不能传道，不是说他能不能赶鬼，一个人的属灵程度是看他有没有遵守神的话。
A person's spiritual condition has nothing to do with whether he can preach God's word or cast out demons, but it has to do with whether he obeys God's word.
所以呢，一个人怎么样才能够信主呢？
So how can a person truly believe in God?
啊，他必须要真正的信主。
He must really believe.
因为圣经啊，罗马书十章九节说，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里相信神从叫他死里复活，就必得救。这个是真正的相信。
Because Romans 10:9 tells us that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. This is referring to true faith.
如果没有人看见，
if nobody is looking,
没有人问你，
nobody is asking,
你问自己你到底信不信？
You should ask yourself whether you truly believe.
如果你真的相信，你应该是得救。
If you truly believe, then you are likely to be saved.
如果你真正的相信，而且你要真正的洗礼。
And if you truly believe, you must be truly baptized.
因为真正的洗礼不是外面的洗礼，而是心里面的改变。
Because true baptism is not external, but an inward change in the heart.
好，这个我想大家看一看，你请你打开罗马书六章第三节。
And I really want you to look at this. Please turn to Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
罗马书六章第三节。
Romans 6 verse 3.
罗马书这里保罗就很清楚地讲到，他说岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死，所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是要叫我们一举一动有什么新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Romans 6 verse 3, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
所以你要有生命的改变。
So your lives must be changed.
所以你必须要有生命的改变，你受洗是来证明我生命有改变。
And you must have a changed life, and your baptism is actually a proof of that newness of life.
是向全世界、全朋友、你的朋友告诉你，我信主了，我要改变。
And it is actually a declaration to everyone that I have believed and I want to change.
如果你真的相信神，你相信耶稣基督，你就应该受洗。
So if you believe in God and you believe in Jesus Christ, you ought to be baptized.
不是说你做好了才受洗，没有人真能够做得好，除非我们在天上。我们是说，我要先宣告，说我已经信了主，我要过一个新生的生命。
It is not that you should correct your life before being baptized, because you can never do well enough unless we are in heaven already. This baptism is to declare that we are now changed and we want to live a new life.
所以你是一个见证，主帮助我，我要成为一个基督徒。
So it is a witness that the Lord is helping you and you are a Christian.
然后呢，不但是你要真正的相信，你要真正的受洗，而且你要什么呢？因为要真正的行为上面改变出来。
And not only must you truly believe, you must also be truly baptized, and thirdly, you must have the change in your behavior.
所以他说雅各书很清楚告诉我们信心没有行为是死的。
And the book of James tells us very clearly that faith without works is dead.
你如果说是基督徒，然后请问你在学校里面，在你的工作场合上，你是不是基督徒？如果你表现不是基督徒，你的信心可能是假的。
If you claim to be a Christian, but in your workplace or in school or wherever else you do not behave as one, then your faith could be fake.
因为你骗人。
Because you are trying to deceive men.
因为你不要装出来给别人看。
You are trying to pretend.
现在连装都不要，因为别人知道你是信徒。
But when no one knows that you are a believer, you even cease from pretending.
雅各书说，如果你信主，你信得不错，魔鬼也信，但是他却战惊。
And the book of James says you believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder.
如果你有信心没有行为呢，你的信心比魔鬼还糟糕。
If you have faith but no works, then your faith is worse than that of demons.
魔鬼信了他会怕，你信了不会怕，可见你比他还差。
The demons believe and shudder, but you believe but don't even fear, then you are worse than the demon.
但是亚伯拉罕的信不是这样，他信了之后他有行为，他的行为来证明他的信是真的。
Abraham's faith is different. After he believed, he had the behavior to actually prove that his faith is real.
所以你要怎么知道你是信主呢？你行出来的时候你就知道你是真的信主。
So how do you know that you are a true believer? When you behave, in your behavior, if there's change, you know that you are a true believer.
当然不是说我们样样事情都100%，但是我们有这个愿望，而且靠主，我们能够去做。
Of course, we are not saying that in every area you are 100% perfect, but we depend on God to do what is right.
那么雅各书继续说，信心呢，没有行为是什么？信心没有行为是死的，就好像身体没有灵魂是死的一样。
And the book of James continues to tell us that as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead.
所以信心没有行为是有得救吗？
So if you have faith but no works, are you truly saved?
所以如果是没有行为的话呢，恐怕你的救恩是假的。
If there's no works, it is likely that your so-called faith is fake.
所以我们可以讲，一个人说他不信，他一定是没有得救；一个人不信也不遵守神的话，他没有得救；一个人不信，他说他信，但是他没有活出来，这个也是假的。
So we can say that the person who do not believe is definitely not saved, but the person who says he believes but there is no works, we can also say it is fake.
但是这些都可以装，我可以讲说我信，但是心里不信；我可以受洗，但是心里也是不信；我可以装出基督徒样子，心里还是不信，都可以装。
But all these things you want to know, they can be faked. I can fake my profession, I can also fake my belief, and I can fake my behavior.
但是你的心，神知道。
But yet your heart, God knows.
所以彼得告诉西门说，你的心在神面前不正，你是个没有得救的人。
Therefore, Peter tells Simon that your heart is not right before God, you are not saved.
所以我们要知道，我们重点不是要指责别人，我们要检验自己，查看自己，审查自己，我们到底有没有得救。
The main point for us to learn is not to accuse others, but to examine our own hearts.
因为特别我们来到守圣餐的时候呢，我们要接受主 的这个晚餐的时候，我们要记得我们要审查自己的心。
Especially as we come to receive the Lord's Supper, we want to remember to examine our own hearts.
所以我们到底怎么样才是一个真正得救的人呢？
So how are we true believers?
如果你要知道一个真正得救的人呢，读哪一本书卷最好呢？就是约翰一书。
If you want to know whether you are a true believer,The best book to turn to will be 1 John.
请大家打开约翰一书看一看。
Please turn to 1 John and look at that.
我要大家看第五章第十三节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 13.
第约翰一书五章十三节。
1 John 5:13.
他说，我将这些话写给你们，信奉神儿子之名的人。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God.
我们已经信了，为什么你要写信给我？要叫你知道自己有永生。
And for those who believe, why still write to them? that you may know that you have eternal life.
所以你要知道自己有没有永生，你好好读约翰一书。
So if you want to know whether you have eternal life, read 1 John carefully.
所以如果好好读的话，你就知道。
If you read it carefully, you will know.
但是今天呢，我们不仔细的讲，我只是给你一个清单。
But we will not go through this in detail. We will just look at a list.
你看，你翻开第一章。
Look at chapter one.
首先呢，你是不是基督徒？首先你一定要知道，你有没有接受生命之道。
If you want to know whether you are a Christian, firstly, you want to know if you have the word of life.
约翰一书一章一节到第三节。
First John 1, verse 1 to 3.
他说，论到起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命之道已经显出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证。那原与父同在且显现于我们永远的生命传给你们。我们看将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我相交，也与父并他的儿子相交。
First John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
所以生命之道你有没有接受？
Have you truly received the word of life?
真正的接受？
Really, truly received?
没有人看见，你自己在神面前检查自己。
No one can see that. You have to examine yourself before God.
第二，你有没有真正的悔改？
Secondly, do you truly confess your sins?
你看第一章第九节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的一切的不义。你信吗？
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
有很多人听了读完了圣经，有很清楚的讲，如果你真的承认，你就必得赦免。然后你一说我没有被赦免，就是你不信圣经的话。
And the Bible says that if you confess your sins, you will be forgiven. And if you say, I am not forgiven, it means that you do not believe the word of God.
所以第一，你有没有接受生命之道？第二，你没有真正的悔改？第三
，So firstly, have you truly received the word of life? Second, do you truly confess your sins? Thirdly,
你有没有真正的过一个圣洁的生活
？Do you truly live a holy life?
真正的过一个圣洁的生活
，truly live a holy life。
所以，如果你真正的一个信主的人，你必须要过一个圣洁的，有一个圣洁的生命，过一个圣洁的生活。
So if you are one who has truly believed in God, you will live a holy life。
所以自己检查自己，因为圣洁的生活不是做给人看，当没有人在的时候，你到底是怎么样的一个人
？You should examine yourself because.You do not do this to show men when people are not looking. What type of person are you?
所以我们在这里也看到第一章第六节。
And we can see this from chapter 1 verse 6.
我们若说与神相交，却在黑暗里行，这就是说谎的。
If we say that we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie.
那个是圣洁的生活。像我们有没有过一个顺服主的生活呢？
And do we truly live an obedient life?
第二章第三节
，Chapter 2 verse 3，
他说：“我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得认识他。你看到吗？如果你认识他，就遵守他的诫命。第四节，你若说我认识他，不遵守他诫命，就是说谎的。所以我知道我有没有信主。”
Chapter 2 verse 3， and by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Verse 4， whoever says I know him but does not keep his commandments is a liar. So you can check whether you truly believe.By whether you obey.
接下来呢，如你第二章第五节，你有没有真正的爱神
？And chapter 2 verse 5, do you truly love God?
因为他说，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心就在他里面，实在是完全的。
Because verse 5 tells us, whoever keeps his word in him, truly the love of God is perfected.
不但你有没有爱神，而且你们爱弟兄姐妹。
And do you love the brethren?
你看第七节，或者我们跳到第九节。
Let's go to verse 9。
他说，人若说自己在光明中行，却恨他的弟兄， 他到如今还是在黑暗里，爱弟兄就住在光明中。
Chapter 2 verse 9, whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light.
所以在这里我们看到一个爱弟兄姐妹也是能够证明你是不是真正的得救。
So we can see that whoever loves the brethren is also proof of his salvation.
或许你可以看另外一节圣经很清楚，是在第三章第十四节。
And another passage which is very clear is chapter 3 verse 14.
他在这里说我们因爱弟兄就晓得什么是出死入生了。
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers.
所以在这里就很清楚看见我们到底知不知道是得救的。你如果真心爱你的弟兄，你就知道我们是得救的。
So from here we can see how we know we are truly saved. If you love your brothers and sisters, you know you are saved.
那么二章十五节说，你有没有爱世界？
And second, chapter 2, verse 15, do you love the world?
如果你爱世界的话，爱父的心就不在你里面。
Because if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
那么最后呢，我们看到你有没有坚持到底？你看第二章二十四节。
And lastly, do you persevere in the truth? Chapter 2, verse 24.
你看第二十四节，他说，论到你们，务要将那起初所听见的常存在心里。若将起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
Chapter 2 verse 24, let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要审查自己。
So brothers and sisters, we must examine ourselves.
我们很快的说，西门不是信主的，那么我们自己是不是信主呢？我们要有把握。
And very quickly, we can see that Simon was not a true believer. But how about ourselves? We must have the assurance.
像你是真的信徒还是假的信徒呢？
Are you a true or a false believer?
我们必须要在神面前审查自己。
We must examine ourselves before God.
好像保罗跟这个在他离世之前写信给提摩太哥林多后书说，你们总要查验自己有信心没有。
Just like Paul who wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith.
因为我要在天上看到你。
Because I want to see you in heaven.
所以请你检查你的心。
So please examine your own heart.
那我们请志平为我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the warnings that is filled throughout your word. Warnings for us. Indeed, let us not judge Simon in our own hearts, but let us learn from this negative example, and let us examine ourselves.To see if we are in the faith. Help us, Lord, that we would submit to your word, and that may all of us obey your word and be saved. In Jesus' name. Amen.